On the second column of the Mamar Chamishi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the second into the second column.
Okay, right after that little parenthesis.
Right after the parenthesis. The Rambam Yisa. The Rambam it says, "Ein divrei Torah miskayemin b'mi shemarpe atzmai aleihem, ela b'mi shememis atzmai aleihem." The Rambam says that the words of Torah only have an existence, do not have an existence, by a person who loosens himself on them, meaning they weaken themselves. They're not into it. Only by someone who kills himself for it, meaning someone who sacrifices himself for the sake of Torah. Mekor mitzvah zu. The source of this mitzvah, have shekoid lomoid Torah, which is to be diligent in Torah learning, is the understanding of the pasuk v'shinamtam levanecha, right? The simple understanding of the pasuk, you should teach it to your sons, v'dibartavam, and you should speak in the words of Torah, v'shivtcha v'vesach, when you're sitting in your house, v'lachtcha v'derech, when you're walking along the way, v'gomrei, shenichl v'zeh, which in this is included, hein esek ha-Torah, both the learning of Torah, the hein yediyas ha-Torah, and the knowledge of Torah. And he'll explain. Shavipshuta, because the simple meaning of the pasuk that you should talk in the words of Torah when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking along the way, Hainu Esek HaTorah, it's just talking about learning Torah, Yom HaValayla, day and night, Shivat Chav HaVesecha, when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking along the way, V'shach B'chov Gemecha, and when you're going to sleep, when you're waking up, V'chazal Darshu, so that's the simple meaning of the Pasuk. So the Pasuk is telling us, learn Torah all the time. V'chazal Darshin, V'shinantam Levanecha, V'shinantam, so Chazal Darshan from that word, Shiyudibrei Torah mechudodin v'ficha, that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shem Yishalacha Adam Davar, that if a person asks you something, Al Tegam Kemetem Velay, don't be doubtful, rather, just be, you should be able to tell him immediately. Elam Adam Yad. Hainu mitzvah Asidiz HaTorah, which, and that is the mitzvah of knowledge of Torah. So there are two separate mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of learning Torah, and there's a mitzvah of knowing Torah. Okay, the birchas of Torah, but when it comes to making a bracha over the Torah, on the bracha, we make the bracha, Shekidishonu b'mitzvah, Yisra b'tzivonu, la'asak b'divrei Torah. That Hashem commanded us with his mitzvahs, and that Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us to learn Torah. Because the main mitzvah is the learning of Torah. V'nihonai, and the understanding of this is, al derech sha'odem bal asokim, sha'kua ba'asokov, yoyim ha'valayla, just like someone who is a businessman. Right? The person is involved in his business day and night. Even when he's davening, he's involved in his business. But that's the way it's supposed to be. But that's the way a businessman is. Even when he's not actually physically doing his business things, his mind is still there. And that's the way a yid is supposed to be with Torah. Right? The businessman is constantly looking for new tactics of how to make his business better. How to greaten and to widen his business. When it says Esek HaTorah, it's not just, let me say Lomoy Torah, learn Torah. Esek HaTorah. Esek comes from the word, the same word as business. The is Osuk Minyanai Torah B'chol Mahusa, meaning the person should be involved in matters of Torah with his all essence.
It's
also not right. probably be better off if you think about that, but that's also not a, a person should be, when a person's davening, a person should be focused on the davening. V'chlal zeh, included in this, is she'ha'odom ha'roi l'chadish chidush ha'torah, a person who is worthy of being mechadish chidush ha'torah, someone who has the ability to find, what's the word? To find new chidushim, to find new understanding in Torah,
new insights, maybe.
New insights into Torah. Ain't a mekayim such a person who is worthy of finding new insights in Torah. Ain't a mekayim shleim as mitzvahs is the katorah shechadish chidush haTorah. Such a person does not fulfill the totality of the mitzvah of learning Torah until he's mechadish chidush haTorah. When she calls him an avra kodesh, ari kapel b'sidura kol yankiv. As Reb Kapel writes in his Siddur, that Reb Kapel was the Talmud of the Arizal. Zeh l'shayna. Ikar eitzikah Torah, the main learning of Torah, is shishtadu lahasik v'torah oimek hadavar, that the person should see to it to achieve in Torah the depth of the matter. Yishtadu l'kayim v'sus pirev riviya v'torah, and a person should try to be mekayim the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying in Torah, meaning find new meaning in Torah, multiply in understanding. You should not have a people who can't bear children. Do not be a akar in Torah. Don't just learn the simple meaning of Torah. You should be able to bear fruit. To be mechadish chedush haTorah, therefore, the person should constantly see to it to be mechadish chedush haTorah. V'zeu ikar toldoseim shel tzadikim, and this is the main offspring of tzadikim, are the chedush haTorah that the person is mechadish. Ad kan l'shana. These are the words of Reb Kapel Chosid, and as he said in the beginning of this paragraph, this is for a person who is worthy to be mechadish chedush haTorah. Now we have to just learn Torah as it is. Halavai, we should be able just to master that is written. V'chlal zeh she'ikra mitzvah hi eisik haTorah, including in this that we've said that the main mitzvah is learning Torah, not as opposed to knowing Torah. Included in this is just the toil that the person invests in learning Torah. Because even after spending so much time on toiling and learning the Torah, he hasn't reached an understanding of what he learned. He tried and tried and tried. Kaim is a mitzvah seisik haTorah. The person was fulfilled the mitzvah of learning Torah. Ki goyla nachas ruach l'fan v'izbor shema yime etzema yigia v'ashkida b'Torah, because the nachas ruach, the pleasure that the Rebbeinu Shalom has from Torah learning, is the toil and the diligence in Torah. It has nothing to do whether at the end did you understand it, did you not understand it. You tried understanding, that's all the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. The Chavetz Chaim commented on the tefillah of the Merchuni Ben Akona that we say when we finish a mesechta, we say Anu Amelim, Heim Amelim. We toil and they toil. Anu Amelim Mekalbim Schar. We toil and we receive reward. Heim Amelim, Heim Mekalbim Schar. And they toil, they don't receive reward. So the Chavetz Chaim explains, Shebinyanoi Lemazeh, because in matters of this world, haschar einoy elav we're priyamoloi. A person only gets reward for if his work bears fruit. But when it comes to Torah, the schar is, the reward is for the actual toil that the person invests in learning. Even if after all of his toil he has not been successful to understand this the deep sugya properly, he still receives reward for the toil and toil.
I've been sitting in a chair like this. You get schar for sitting because we're not really toiling; we're just listening.
Shmeya Kohenah. That's why you have to say Baruch HaTorah before you go to a shir. Shmeya Kohenah.
It's not the same as if you're just harping over your own thing.
Depends if where the person is going to get a great tachlis. Vehine Shkidas Hatoyra Vikiyam Vagisa Vayam Valaila. The diligence in Torah and the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hagisa Vayam Valaila, that one should think in Torah day and night, Yesh Zochu B'teva Hasmada B'matna Sadakim. There are those that merited the nature of being able to sit and learn as a gift from heaven. It's just their nature. Now, those that naturally are masmidim, they're able to sit and learn, sit in one place and learn for a long period of time. Just like there are people that are naturally born with good character traits. But there are many good people that their nature is the opposite of diligence. Just can't sit in one place for too long. A lot of people that have that nature. There are people that by nature like sitting idle, and they like taking it easy. As it says in the Yisod HaAvoda, ki nefesh ha-bahamis oyeves asa menucha. The animalistic soul likes rest. V'yoyser misha oyev menuchas haguf, and more than the animalistic soul loves the resting of the body, oyev es menuchas ha-mayeg v'alev, he even likes the resting of the resting of the brain and the heart even more. And the animalistic soul is prepared to allow the person to work a physical labor, but don't overwork your mind. You can overwork your body as much as you want. Don't overwork your mind. The motto of the animalistic soul, the nefesh bahamis, the gam gash kamis amatz lomed v'shkida, and even when the person overcomes that and he tries to learn with diligence, lomed by v'nshetchi, the nefesh bahamis wants him to learn in a very superficial way. So don't overwork your mind too much. It's very difficult to overcome the nefesh bahamis to learn with depth that the person has to really break his soul and his spirit over, and it actually weakens the strength of the person. That type of learning that is just superficial is a concept of batola in quality, right? There's batola in quantity where a person just sits idle and doesn't do anything. Batola means wasting time. There's a waste in quantity, there's a waste in quality. When a person just sits there and does things superficially, learns superficially without really delving into it the way he could. So what can a person do to overcome these bad natures? How can a person conquer the fortress of holiness, Hashkida, which is diligence, which is the blueprint of every anything holy is diligence. And learning of Torah protects a person while he is learning and while he's not learning. He protects a person spiritually. So the way to conquer this, we will see in 3 weeks from now. Four?
It's really easy.
No, I don't think that's
whatever it is. Right. 3 weeks. It'll be Yom Tov on Sunday next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks is Yom Tov 3. Yeah, I'm sure whatever it is, it's really easy.